It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
Question: how long till the Mad Max reality hits the USA? Between biosphere collapse and engineered pandemics, the party is already getting started. The latest installment of Global Alert News, the news that none of us wish was so, but that we need to know, starts now. And for those that want to know how to make a difference for the better, stay with me till the end of this broadcast for specific instructions. And yet another sign of the World Health Organization's about-face on the coronavirus outbreak, a top epidemiologist and advisor to the organization said Thursday that if, quote, the virus isn't contained soon, it could infect 60% of the global population or more than 5 billion people. This statement from the World Health Organization epidemiologist echoed projections made by a Hong Kong scientist who was labeled an alarmist, despite his pioneering work in the fight against SARS. Questions to consider. Reports in today's broadcast include, why is the World Health Organization involved in bioweapons research? Why is toxic coal fly ash actually being shipped into the U.S.? Why is there snow in Baghdad? And the record-shattering heat in Antarctica from just over a week ago got shattered again. And yes, it's summer in Antarctica, but it is still Antarctica, and the temperatures are record-shattering for the bottom of the world in the land of melting ice. The collapse of Earth's ozone layer continues to accelerate in lockstep with the continued ramping up of the climate engineering insanity. Dozens of breaking headline reports in a moment. First, to each and every individual that is doing their best to stay informed, to wake others, and to help turn the tide, thank you more than I can say. It is our collective efforts that can yet make a difference. This is Dane Wigington. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 236. February 15th, 2020, in this broadcast, news that covers the issues we must face if we're to have any chance of changing course. This commercial-free frontline news broadcast is brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org and paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM. Saturday mornings from 6 AM to 7 AM. Sunday mornings, same time slot, repeat broadcast. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. Also, Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, rebroadcast on the PRN radio network. Several other stations around the country have also picked up this broadcast. Our thanks to them. We charge nothing for it. Our only goal is to sound the alarm. The latest GeoengineeringWatch.org awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of GeoengineeringWatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Another way to help sound the alarm is to attend GEM Fair events, G-E-M-F-A-I-R-E. GEM Fair continues to be an extremely devoted ally in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. Visit the geoengineeringwatch.org informational booth at all GEM Fair events. Get free geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising materials. Help us in this critical effort to wake the masses. You can get into the GEM Fair events also for free if you tell the Ticketmaster you're there to get geoengineeringwatch.org materials. This week's event, Santa Barbara, California, started yesterday, ends tomorrow. Earl Warren Showgrounds. At the end of the month, major event, Costa Mesa, California, February 28th through March 1st at the OC Fair and Event Center. And the week after, first week in March, Del Mar, California, March 6th through March 8th, Del Mar Fairgrounds. Show up, show your support, get the materials you need to help wake those around you. Coronavirus pandemic update in a moment. First, these breaking headlines, and there are many. I will go through them as quickly as I can. The point is that you hear the story, you can research it further from there. Again, more in-depth reports after these headlines. First, this. World Health Organization extends global emergency for, not coronavirus, but Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Yet another engineered pathogen that can be distributed as the power structure chooses, where they choose. Switzerland's environmental agency restricts 5G deployment. This is very important and calls for studies to be done. Finally, a dose of reason in the 5G equation of insanity actually studying the scientifically indisputable dangers of 5G before bombarding citizens and the entire web of life with this highly harmful wireless radiation. More headlines. Global economic growth will take a big hit due to the loss of nature. That's an absurd headline, truly. No nature, no people. So yes, I guess you could say that the economic growth will take a bit of a hit then when all of us are gone. Another headline. Expect, quote, cascading global impact as coronavirus causes massive manufacturing disruptions worldwide. Again, biosphere collapse equals civilization collapse. Eventually, omnicide. Another headline. Shipping rates plunge. Commodities and stocks may follow. May, could, may, might. How often those words are used to pacify populations. Another headline. Bankers in Asia brace for virus-related repercussions. More headlines. Italy's largest bank firing 6,000. Doesn't sound like things are going too well there, does it? More. Caterpillar sales post biggest drop in over 3 years as North America plunges. More headlines. Dunkin' Donuts to close 450 stores. Tyson to cut 500 jobs. Mattel will close Canada factory after closing two manufacturing sites in Asia. More headlines. If the economy is good, headline states, why do so many big American companies look so unstable? Yeah, good question, isn't it? Another headline. Job openings plunge the most since the Great Recession. Another headline. Household debt jumps the most in 12 years. Federal Reserve report says. Snake eating its own tail. Entire so-called expand forever economy, snake eating its own tail. More headlines. Hotel industry reels from coronavirus. No surprise. More headlines. The coronavirus fallout is battering African economies. More headlines. Food prices skyrocket in China amid coronavirus outbreak. Another coronavirus update. Virus may push Germany into recession due to closed trade links. More headlines. U.S. deficit surges 25% in fiscal 2020 and is $1.1 trillion over the past year. More snake eating its own tail. Print money as if that's a true sign of wealth. The true sign of wealth is natural resources, not printed paper money from those who run the central banks. The population will soon find out how true that is. Kohl's to cut about 250 positions in corporate restructuring. And this, one in seven Americans is in a family struggling to pay medical bills from the medical industrial complex, making us sick. And then in so many cases, then trying to treat us. I'm not saying there's not good physicians. Of course there are. But taken as a whole, the level of insanity in many aspects of the Western medical industrial complex truly defies comprehension. And let's start with the absolutely toxic vaccinations that the medical industry still claims is safe. Neurotoxins like mercury and aluminum injected into our bodies, and they claim that is safe. We need to think for ourselves. U.S. Marines plan to cut thousands of personnel. Another headline. U.S. defense contractor Boeing. No January orders for the first time since 1962. Well, that's actually a good thing. Maybe there'll be less aircraft spraying toxins over our head, but they have plenty of aircraft already, don't they? World War III's newest battlefield, the Arctic. Another headline. Green hydrogen, we're told, is right around the corner. Consider this commentary from the news source ricefarmerblogspot.com, one I would highly recommend. He stated this, hydrogen is often touted as a green and nearly inexhaustible source of clean energy. However, hydrogen is not an energy source. It is an energy carrier. Again, I've stated that in previous broadcasts. So-called renewable energy is not renewable. It is simply a hydrocarbon fuel extension. Can't just destroy the planet, burn up all the hydrocarbon fuels, and think you're going to go to renewable. Not going to happen. We'll be dead and gone. From the UK Guardian, armed eco-guards funded by the World Wildlife Federation are beating up Congo tribes' people. No surprise. These organizations like World Wildlife Federation are simply, in so many ways, hypocritical beyond belief. And attorneys for GeoengineeringWatch.org spoke to their attorneys at WWF, and they would not address the climate engineering issue because they did not want to lose their nonprofit status. So, World Wildlife Federation, why are you here, really? From the UK Guardian, the endangered wolf that walked 8,712 miles only to be killed in Shasta County, California. How tragic. They're still researching that and coming up with some wild explanation as to why this wolf died, but likely it was killed in some manner. Truly tragic. Most devastating plague of locusts in recent history could come within weeks, the UN warns. Isn't it interesting? When nature tilts out of balance, everything goes wrong. And we are about to reap the whirlwind from what the human race has sold overall. And I'm not blaming everybody. I know many are trying to do their best, but I'm simply stating that those in power could not do what they do without the majority cooperation of the masses, either actively or passively. And that fact must be faced. The very few at the top could not do what they do without legions of honorless order followers, and that's the fact of the matter. From sciencemagazine.org, company to harvest so-called green hydrogen by, listen to this, by igniting oil fires underground. And then they claim they can cap these fires so it won't do any harm, and they'll harvest this clean green hydrogen out the top. Total insanity from the so-called science community on so many levels. On that note, more on this theme. Climate crisis, plan to, listen to this, plan to dam the entire North Sea that could protect millions from rising seas. Report states global failure to tackle emissions may mean, quote, extreme infrastructure projects are needed to save cities from submersion, scientists warn. Scientists. That term is used so loosely. The same scientists that say we can cover the planet with space mirrors and somehow don't acknowledge the jet spraying reflective particles over our head every day. The same scientists that tell us we can construct undersea walls to hold up glaciers to keep them from sliding into the ocean. The same scientists that tell us we should build 10 million wind-powered water pumps to pump deep-sea cooler water in the Arctic to the surface to try to refreeze the ice, which would then allow warm water to hit the seafloor, which would then thaw methane hydrate deposits, which would then migrate into the atmosphere, turn our planet into Venus, and kill us all. Scientists are telling us to do all of this. I don't have the words for this anymore. I truly have such disdain for so many in the so-called science community that have been used for nothing more than tools for the power structure. And I know there are exceptions, and I'm grateful for those exceptions, but the science community needs to band together, those that have any shred of honor left, band together, stand up together so you can't be picked off by the criminal power structure that claims to be the government of the United States and other countries, all of them in this together in so many ways, and that includes the coronavirus scenario. I'll get to that more later in this broadcast. But band together, stand up, and do your part while you can. More headlines. Coronavirus outbreak hits solar power development in Asia. It's hitting every industry. More headlines. Germany reports outbreak of highly pathogenic H5N8 bird flu virus. More viruses popping up, likely all of them engineered. The U.S. doesn't have 400 biolabs all over the globe for nothing. Other countries with the same labs. And we know of the level 4 biolab in Wuhan, where this latest pathogen started on the coronavirus. I'll get to that more again in a few moments. The shale oil bubble accounted for 99% of U.S. oil production growth since 2007, and that's what it is, a shale oil bubble. Shale wells tank very quickly, and now all of our groundwater in so many locations is completely and permanently contaminated. Total insanity. Another headline, shale gas drillers are facing a perfect storm. Yes, they are. Dropping off of oil demand, well, production is going off a cliff. It was never sustainable, any of it. And we're about to find out the hard way how true that is. Another headline, very important headline. What is happening to Julian Assange will happen to the rest of us. So many looking the other way at a very courageous man that has done everything he can to sound the alarm. Last few headlines. Gruesome details emerge of Israel's torture of Palestinian prisoners. That's an important article to research. I'm trying to give the titles, the headlines, so people can research these articles by those who claim to be morally based, and yet the truth says otherwise. Last few headlines, America and Israel against the world. This is from truthdig.com. Would recommend that article as well. We need to shatter our preconceptions, our programming, and our bias, and look at the world through a clear lens. If we don't, certain near-term omnicide is coming. And why would we rationally think, knowing that power corrupts, that the most powerful entities in the world, i.e. the two governments I just named, why would any rational person come to the conclusion that they are not corrupt? Indeed, all governments are corrupt, and generally in direct proportion to their strength. China and Russia, also corrupt. Many smaller governments, corrupt. But how can we point fingers at any of them unless we take a good long look in the mirror, a good long look at our own so-called government that is nothing more than state-sponsored mafia. That's all it is. With actors on all sides of the so-called political fence playing their part to distract and divide populations. In the meantime, the walls are closing in on all of us. North State weather, bone dry in Northern California. Small tributary streams are barely flowing or drying up completely. Excess algae is already forming in these streams that still have some flow left. A scenario that historically did not happen till late fall in a very dry year. And the often whitened skies continued. Static, dry cloud cover. A solar radiation canopy via ongoing climate engineering operations. The climate engineers are literally waging weather warfare on the Golden State and indeed the rest of the world. And they are yet again blocking the flow of precipitation to California. And this is not conjecture. NASA satellite imagery proves this conclusion. We can see the grid pattern spraying over the eastern Pacific, completely disrupting and derailing all inflowing moisture and the high pressure domes that continue to be established again and again and again over the U.S. West from radio frequency microwave transmissions ensure that no moisture will flow in from the Pacific. It's flowing up and over California around the circular or clockwise rotating dome of high pressure called the ridiculously resilient dome, and the entirety of the meteorological community pretending that none of this is going on. Western North America is likely being prepared for another summer of forest incinerations. Question. Is the climate engineering facilitating of forest incinerations a last desperate act of the geoengineers to create a volcano effect from the smoke? The massive smoke canopies migrate toward the polar regions, providing a temporary sunblock, thus temporary cooling. But we must ask this, at what cost to the planet as a whole does this temporary cooling come in the polar regions? Does such a scenario sound completely unbelievable? Science studies actually cite wildfire smoke as a, quote, beneficial temporary cooling factor for the polar regions. Are the climate engineers in the power structure actually this desperate? Short answer is yes. Search the engineering wildfire section on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org to learn more. Go through the entire section if you care about what's happening to the planet on which all of our lives depend. More headlines. Shrinking snow in California's Sierra Nevada mountains has officials on alert. Same officials that won't admit to the single greatest hydrological cycle disrupting factor of all, climate engineering, surrounding the planet with toxic particulates that are completely disrupting the hydrological cycle. Now let's add the radio frequency microwave transmissions that manipulate these particulates and thus manipulate rain cycles, weather cycles, and the climate as a whole. Moving on, the latest U.S. drought monitor map shows zero drought in Northern California. This is an epic lie, but it seems to have so far worked for the pacification of the population. Trees are flashing out dead all over the forest. It breaks my heart to even go there, which I still make myself go because I want to know how bad it is and how fast it's progressing so that I can report this data. And those who may claim the forest here in Northern California is fine or in other places around the globe either don't know anything about trees or forests or they're lying. Take your pick. While Northern California dries up under near constant above normal temperatures and scorching UV radiation, even in winter, last week, Northern Mexico and Baja California got snow, thanks to the engineered winter processes of geoengineering. From AccuWeather, evacuees flee and leave situation, quote, the headline states, in the Lord's hands, end quote, as river verges on historic flooding. Rain diverted around the western U.S., and rain pumped in from the record-warm Gulf of Mexico. Heavy flooding in Jackson, Mississippi has ushered in a state of emergency. The climate engineers continue to manipulate flows of moisture, as I stated, up through the eastern U.S. from the record-warm Gulf of Mexico. This moisture is then bombarded with patented chemical ice nucleation seeding elements, providing a cool, dense layer of air at the surface and some frozen precipitation further north, i.e. snow. Theatrically named this week, Winter Storm Mabel. What now passes for snow is laced with chemical ice nucleating elements. Our lab tests have proven this fact over and over. Winter storms now in the U.S., eastern U.S., originate from the record warm Gulf of Mexico. Meteorologists, again, know this, but they are simply towing the line for the power structure in order to ensure their paychecks and pensions keep coming. Global weather, in short, chaos, being further fueled by the climate engineering weather warfare assault. And there's this to consider from last week. Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger slams climate change deniers. Mr. Schwarzenegger, you are a climate engineering denier like the entirety of the so-called global warming community. And I'm sorry, I have a very bad taste in my mouth toward the environmental communities and the global warming communities for their systematic denial of the single most destructive environmental factor of all, the intentional global climate intervention operations. And when I say that, for those who misquote me constantly, I am not denying or negating the endless list of other forms of human damage to the planet. Unfortunately, many continue to misquote me or misstate my conclusions, and they then claim that there's nothing wrong with the planet or the climate or the weather except for climate engineering. Of course, that's false. Any form of human activity that affects the biosphere, that affects the energy balance of the planet, is a form of geoengineering. That's inarguable, rationally. But for Mr. Schwarzenegger and others who claim to care about the environment, there can be no legitimate discussion about the climate or the state of the climate without first and foremost addressing the climate engineering, aka weather warfare assault. Let's go to more news that matters. First, the latest breaking reports on the coronavirus, and keep this in mind. Available science makes clear that the novel coronavirus was engineered. It was not a random act of nature. As Geoengineering Watch has stated on the record for over a decade, biosphere collapse will force power structure desperation. And what better way to control and cull populations than to create a highly infectious pathogen and then to blame it on nature? Just as the weather chaos is blamed completely on nature, when human intervention and human damage to the planet is really the core causal factor. Remember, science studies have already proven that there are four HIV DNA strands woven into this coronavirus. No, not from nature. This statement was just made by Center for Disease Control Director Robert Redfield. He said, quote, "The extremely virulent coronavirus, which is sweeping through China's provinces, will, like wildfire, eventually gain a foothold in the United States, becoming a, quote, community virus, likely this year or perhaps next." Again, this is according to CDC Director Robert Redfield. Question, is that a prediction or the plan? From the New Zealand news site, stuff.co.nz, coronavirus, quote, could infect two-thirds of the globe, researchers say. From that report, as the number of coronavirus cases jumps dramatically in China, a top infectious disease scientist warns that things could get far worse. Two-thirds of the world's population, quote, could catch it. From multiple sources, Chinese scientists finds, quote, killer coronavirus probably originated from a laboratory in Wuhan, end quote. Question, would this mean other major powers were not involved with the pathogen or its engineering and its release? No, it doesn't mean that. Because we already know that scientists from U.S. institutions were a part of the Wuhan lab. Global powers, major powers, are and have been for decades colluding and cooperating on climate engineering and many other factors. They all know they can no longer maintain the current paradigm. Their populations certainly cannot be maintained. I'm sorry for those that don't like to hear that. It's a simple mathematical fact. I'm not condoning anything the power structure does. Those at the top have helped to create this paradigm. They should be the first to be held responsible. But a population that has fully embraced the paradigm, that doesn't want to know the truth, that doesn't want to change our current trajectory, are not they a part of the problem as well? And this is what needs to change. Those in the population that want to preserve any part of what's left of Earth's life support systems need to stand, examine the facts, without bias preconception or power structure programming, and assess where we go from here. From multiple sources, sudden militarization of Wuhan's P4 lab raises new questions about the origin of the deadly COVID, that's what they're calling it now, 19 virus. In that report, the reported militarization of Wuhan's P4 lab has raised new questions about the origin of the COVID virus and the apparent cover-up that has occurred since it was first made public. Massive cover-ups on countless fronts. From businessinsider.com, it could take years and cost $1 billion to make a vaccine for the Wuhan coronavirus, but top scientists told us that the work could still help halt future outbreaks. Question, how many still believe that those who truly control the medical industrial complex and the military industrial complex care about life at all, let alone their lives? Please wake up. Coronavirus, another headline, coronavirus second citizen journalist, quote, vanishes in Wuhan. That shouldn't be a surprise from that report. A second citizen journalist reporting on the coronavirus epidemic in Wuhan has disappeared amid tightening controls on information in China. Giant Truman Show. And Americans think they know the truth, that they're being told the truth from the corporate media weapons of mass distraction. And that couldn't be further from the truth. Nothing but propaganda flowing through all the mainstream channels, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, just different faces on the same beast with very scripted, tailored messages to polarize their particular viewership against the opposite station's viewership. So obvious, so obvious. They put the most polarizing characters on each of their programs. They push the most polarizing narratives possible. For all those participating in mainstream media, when the public is fully awakened, I can only hope that an enraged population holds you legally and morally accountable for your part in the criminal cover-up of the power structure crimes. And those crimes are many and growing. Another headline, consider this excerpt from a recent report titled The Lessons We Have Learned from Coronavirus. Over 600 million people in China are now under lockdown, essentially martial law. Supply lines are dwindling. In many areas, food is limited. Medical treatment is non-existent for many. The people in quarantine zones are completely dependent on the government for their survival, and that same government has been systematically dragging people out of their homes and forcing them into makeshift hospitals. For those that haven't seen the videos that are still available online, take a look. Looks like something from a Mad Max movie, as I mentioned in the beginning of this program. Dragging people out of their homes, kicking and screaming. And when these people are dragged out, they're almost certain to become infected. If ever there was a scenario where prepping was called for, the report states, this is it. The report continues with this. How many times have people argued that, quote, prepping is pointless and that all our concerns over a crisis event are, quote, overblown? But we are now facing a pandemic in modern times, not to mention possible, inevitable economic collapse. The only argument these people, i.e. those who criticize anyone who tries to sound the alarm, the only argument the report states that they can make is now this, quote, the virus won't spread to the West, end quote. But that's an assumption based on blind faith rather than science or logic, and consider the power structures involved. As Xi Jinping just stated over and over and over, biosphere and climate collapse will fuel power structure desperation, including our own government and those who are still trying to convince themselves that the U.S. government is not involved with this type of pathogen spreading and doesn't know fully what's going on, are simply not looking through a clear lens. All major powers are colluding and cooperating at the highest levels. There's no question about that. Climate engineering is proof of that. But consider, again, if biosphere collapse continues on the current course, quote, prepping is at best a temporary band-aid. If you're not involved in the fight for the greater good, the fight to expose and halt the insanity and change our current course, then you're part of the problem. And however much an individual has, quote, prepped, crawling under a rock on a dying planet won't save you. Join us in the fight on the front line to sound the alarm and to turn the tide. Again, more instructions on that at the end of this broadcast. Question again, how can so many be so blind to the converging catastrophes that are closing in on us all? How can it be so hard to see? Earth's climate and ecosystems are collapsing on every front. Numerous global power centers like feuding mafia crime cartels are now desperate, more desperate than ever. Biowarfare is raging, and shouldn't we ask, are nuclear bombs going to soon become a part of the equation? More headlines from multiple sources. Expect, quote, cascading global impact as coronavirus causes massive manufacturing disruptions worldwide. From that report, China has now placed hundreds of millions of its citizens under quarantine, leaving its economy grinding to a halt. Workers can't leave their homes. Factories are idle. Most, if not all, of China's ports are no longer shipping. International flights are increasingly banned from the country. More headlines. From the DetroitNews.com, coronavirus, quote, could start to empty shelves in some U.S. stores by mid-April. Could, may, might. Target and Best Buy will likely be two of the first casualties with the China manufacturing shutdown, by the way. From the MilitaryTimes.com, U.S. military is prepping for coronavirus pandemic. From that report, U.S. Northern Command is executing plans to prepare for a potential pandemic of the novel coronavirus, now called COVID-19, according to Navy and Marine Corps service-wide messages issued this last week. From the news source NewsTarget.com, this: why is the World Health Organization engaged in bioweapons research? That's a good question, isn't it? Dr. Francis Boyle, a professor of international law at the University of Illinois College of Law, talked about novel coronavirus, the biosafety level 4 laboratory in Wuhan, China, where it appears to have originated, and the World Health Organization's questionable involvement in bioweapons research. It's the latter topic that's of particular interest, as the World Health Organization is supposed to be an agency that is responding to global health crises, not creating them. But it would seem as though the World Health Organization not only knew in advance that the 2019 nCoV coronavirus was created in a lab, but may have also been involved in its creation in the first place. If this is true, it would constitute a serious crime against humanity, not to mention a total violation of the Geneva Convention. But that's what we're up against here, as Boyle warns that the World Health Organization has been knowingly complicit in unleashing what is shaping up to be one of the world's worst global pandemics ever. From the Miami Herald, again, military preparing quarantine centers for coronavirus patients in the U.S., Pentagon says. Now, let's stand back and pause for a minute. Let's consider that even if the entire coronavirus scenario did not exist, even if it didn't occur in the first place, or if the pandemic somehow comes to an abrupt end, in spite of what the frontline data currently indicates, consider this, that biosphere and societal collapse was and is still unfolding by the day. In fact, I would argue these two events are completely connected. Biosphere collapse would trigger and force power structure desperation, as we've said at geoengineeringwatch.org, for over a decade, emphatically, on the record. We have warned this is coming. We have warned about statements from former presidential advisors like Zbigniew Brzezinski, stating on the record it's much easier to kill a million people than to control them. I've played repeatedly statements from former government scientists like Ken Caldera, now the second most recognized geoengineer on the planet, that one of his jobs for the government was to design ways of spraying pathogens into clouds to infect the populations below. Former government scientist stating this, now Stanford scientist. Stanford scientist, by the way, involved in the lab in Wuhan, for the record. And climate engineering, as geoengineeringwatch.org has stated over and over, is a platform of spraying particulates into the atmosphere that can, at any point in time of the power structure's choosing, be used to spray pathogens, other elements. The particles being sprayed already are extraordinarily toxic, are literally killing the entire web of life, contaminating every breath we take. But at any point in time, those in power can use these existing spraying platforms to spray something much more lethal. Consider that when you're looking up and seeing that jet leaving a massive particulate trail behind it. And no, it is not condensation. And those who continue to claim that it is are either too cowardly to face the data, to face the film footage, up-close film footage of tankers spraying at altitude, military tankers, C-17s, KC-135s, KC-10s, up-close, nozzles visible, turning on and off. That is not condensation. So those, again, who continue to claim that it is, either lack the courage and fortitude to investigate and acknowledge the truth, or they are somehow invested in the lie. In one form or another, their paychecks or pensions or personal paradigms are dependent on towing the deception for the power structure. And all such people, be they elected officials, official agencies, academia, or most especially the criminal corporate media, they all need to be exposed. The population needs to hold them legally and morally accountable for their contributions to the criminal cover-up of climate engineering and countless other crimes. Back to, again, the imploding biosphere, geoengineering being a massive part of that equation. Let's continue with this. An updated report from the former NASA contract engineer that has carried out metering for geoengineeringwatch.org with state-of-the-art UV metering equipment supplied to him by geoengineeringwatch.org. Here is his report. Quote, ozone layer collapse. The entire planet ecosystem is failing before our very eyes. We are living in, quote, the perfect storm. Since 1994, while employed at NASA Dryden Flight Research Center at Edwards Air Force Base, I have studied the upper ozone layer and the critical role it plays in providing a shield to harmful solar radiation. That solar shield has been damaged and is no longer providing us the protection that all life on the planet requires. And the damage continues, thanks primarily to the geoengineering programs in full force today. He continues with this. To date, I have produced the data and co-authored two white papers. The last is in peer review at this time. Writing a white paper means giving up your anonymity and becoming a target. This is why the science community doesn't want to get involved. Personal attacks, having your computer hacked, threats to your family, getting fired. Let me stop there for a moment. I don't argue what this contract engineer is stating. But the bottom line is the entire ship is going down. So I'm asking academia. We all need to ask academia to find your courage, band together, and stand up while there's still anything left to salvage adverse life support systems. This contract engineer continues with his statement. My research has proven two important points. One, harmful UVC radiation is reaching the Earth's surface. For those that don't know or understand, UVC is the last spectrum of radiation before X-ray. I think that makes clear how harmful UVC radiation is. It's killing microbial life, killing plankton, killing the entire web of life to some degree or another. Two, the report states, positively identifying the spectral differences between, quote, a normal jet contrail and a geoengineered aerosol trail, as I just stated earlier. NASA is slowly admitting this by stating that some UVC radiation does reach Earth's surface, but this was written in 2001. Our atmosphere has changed considerably for the worse since then. The former NASA contract engineer goes on to say this, I continue to study our atmosphere in the upper and the upper ozone layer, knowing it is severely damaged and will not recover if things remain on the current course. I will pass on any information I gather. No one else is doing what I'm doing, and it's more critical than anyone can imagine. The fragile balance of our atmosphere has been attacked and nearly destroyed by our pollutants and now by geoengineering programs. His final statement. This is war. We had better call it what it is. Yes, there is fear in war, but we are fighting for the whole planet and all life, end quote. Consider that deeply on the current course based on his calculations. Mathematically speaking, ozone total collapse, ozone layer total collapse, about 2025 or 2026, game over. And that doesn't mean that things stay normal till then. They're collapsing right now. My point is this, again, the coronavirus has grave ramifications, but even without that whole scenario, collapse is here. It's unfolding now. And again, I would argue the scenarios of the virus and the collapsing biosphere are completely connected. And the virus is simply a manifestation of a power structure that is now completely desperate to tighten the noose around our collective necks as the walls collapse from all directions. Back to the imploding climate and biosphere on which all depends, geoengineering and its ramifications. This headline, record number of overcast days in Chicago. And keep in mind, that's what solar radiation management, quote, is about. Blotting out the sun. That's one of the stated objectives. The actual agendas and objectives are much more vast, much more nefarious, but that's the stated objective. The report on overcast days in Chicago stated there was 8 days of no sun. But such reports are dramatically underplayed, downplayed. That's to pacify populations. Here's a report from an activist friend Sean Slavin from Chicago. He said this, as boots on the ground, I can tell you firsthand that the number of days listed in this report is wrong. The actual number of days is closer to 21. 21 days, no sun. He says this, the silvery white solid canopy is insane and demoralizing indeed, but isn't that the plan? Thank you for that report, Sean. Before I get to the next two headlines, which are completely connected to climate engineering, consider what I stated earlier in this broadcast and many other broadcasts. One of the primary objectives of the climate engineers is to mask the true severity of climate and biosphere collapse from the population until the brutal bitter end. And one of the means they do this with, one of the methods, is to engineer winter weather events at the surface, cold layers of air at the surface, chemical ice nucleated elements being used to do this. That creates the sensationalized headlines they want. And many, even many, quote, independent news sites jump on this sensationalized headline as some sort of proof that the planet's not warming, that in fact we are entering an ice age. And that narrative is so patently false, and with each passing day is becoming clearer and clearer as being completely absurd. But consider these next two headlines in the context of geoengineering and engineering winter weather events. And again, search the engineering winter section at geoengineeringwatch.org to learn more about patented processes of chemical ice nucleation for weather modification and the so-called winter storms that are now emanating over and over and over from the record warm Gulf of Mexico. From the website electroverse.net, this sensationalized headline. Record-breaking cold sweeps South Korea. Multiple cities suffer their, quote, coldest ever temps. Surface temperatures in very small regions that absolutely do not reflect a global picture. The same source, electroverse.net, also claimed that Arctic sea ice is growing. Really? In what reality? First, consider this. Official agencies now consider ice pack to be any section of ocean that is 15% slush or more. Isn't that still 85% ocean? But statistically, it's considered ice pack now. Second, much of this slush is created from chemical ice nucleation on the sea surface. We have captured this with NASA satellite imagery. It is very profound and shocking to see this. Please again search these sections on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. And next, most importantly, the ice mass. The volume, which is all that matters, which has declined about 80% in the last several decades. The ice collapse is being systematically hidden from climate engineering, and we have sites who claim to be trying to tell the truth, which are doing anything but not acknowledging climate engineering and sensationalizing the same engineered headlines that mainstream media is sensationalizing, like this headline. From USA Today and other sources, quote, winter storm coats Baghdad in snow for the second time in 100 years. Engineering a winter weather event with patented processes of chemical ice nucleation while the planet as a whole descends into total meltdown. Please search the engineering winter section. You can see images or you can see film footage of chemical and biological ice nucleating elements being put into a beaker of water that frees it instantly. This is hard science. Think of the first aid kit that sits on your shelf for 20 years at room temperature. You mix the two chemicals together, you have ice instantly. Same process on an unimaginable scale. And these nucleating elements, which also contain surfactants, are creating massive seafoam events around the world as well. Seafoam sometimes 10 feet thick, and no one questions why. Again, it is a result of these surfactants that are a part of the climate engineering dispersions, thus creating massive seafoaming events in various locations around the globe. Now let's get back to what's happening in the rest of the world as we get past the sensationalized winter weather, completely engineered events. What's happening in the rest of the world? From newshup.co.nz, this: New Zealand swelters under incredible summer heat wave. Another headline from ABC Australia and other sources: more red flag warnings of the collapsing cryosphere, the ice deposits around the globe. Here's the headline, quote, shrinking Antarctic ice shelf, Pine Island Glacier sheds giant iceberg. These are all new headlines. For those that we sometimes hear from that think they're hearing the same headline because they heard about another giant iceberg that broke off and is now floating around the ocean melting, that somehow this is the same. No, it's not. Antarctica is a massive, massive ice deposit. The ice is breaking up from every direction. These headlines are all new. From that report, in one of the fastest changing areas of the Antarctic ice sheet, satellites have captured the formation of a giant 300 square kilometer iceberg. Within a day, the iceberg had broken up into smaller pieces. And This comes just days after a station in the Antarctic Peninsula logged the hottest day on record, registering a temperature of 18.3 degrees Celsius. That's about 65 plus. Now, only days after that all-time heat record in Antarctica was shattered, it has been shattered yet again. This new report from the UK Guardian and other sources was issued Thursday. Here's the headline. Quote, Antarctic temperatures rise above 20 degrees C for the first time in recorded history. From that report, scientists described the 20.75 C logged at Seymour Island as, quote, incredible and abnormal. Again, about 70 degrees Fahrenheit, almost 70. The Antarctic has registered a temperature of nearly 70 degrees for the first time on record, prompting fears of climate instability in the world's greatest repository of ice. It's not a question of if the Antarctic ice is going to melt. It's how fast. And there's enough ice there to raise sea levels nearly 200 feet. And it's not going to take millennia, as the climate science community would still like us to believe. In fact, on the current trajectory, it is likely sea levels could rise many meters in the coming decades or sooner. Again, just over a week ago, Antarctica was warmer than Texas. And I will state this again as well for all those that sent Geoengineering Watch a commentary that, quote, of course, it's warm in Antarctica because of summer. Yes, we know that at geoengineeringwatch.org. We know it's summer, but it's still Antarctica. Again, and how exactly does the fact that it's summer in Antarctica alter the fact that these heat records occurred? Answer, it doesn't alter the importance of that fact. And the heat records are completely relevant and still extremely alarming. From multiple sources, ancient Antarctic ice melt caused extreme sea level rise, and report says it could happen again. There is no could, there is no may, there is no might. We've crashed through the guardrail. There is so much momentum behind the warming that even if all forms of human activity were stopped today, including climate engineering, all forms of human activity, there is so much inertia behind the warming that there is at least 100 feet of sea level rise baked into the equation. And that's if the climate feedback loops somehow shut down eventually. And there is no indication that they will. In all likelihood, the entire cryosphere is now past the point of any return. What is the cryosphere? That's Earth's ice deposits. What are the feedback loops? There's about 50 in full swing right now, but there's one of the most dire examples, the thawing and releasing methane deposits from tundra, from the seafloor. Methane migrates into the atmosphere, covers the planet like a layer of glass, traps heat, puts us on track for what is known as Venus syndrome. And that is not a metaphor, as I've stated over and over on many previous broadcasts. So I want to cover a few more headlines, running short on time. This is an on-air radio station. For those that don't know, a radio broadcast, I'm limited to the amount of time I have to very specific windows, which makes this broadcast much more difficult to do, but I'm doing my best. From ABC Chicago, where's the ice? ? Warmer winter leads to less ice cover on Lake Michigan. Record low ice there. Some agencies trying to hide that statistic, but again, water's warming all over the globe. And again, for those that don't remember, a cubic meter of seawater can contain 4,000 times the thermal energy of a cubic meter of air. So as the oceans have masked some of the warming in previous decades, they are now reaching their limit, and the warming will manifest at blinding speed, along with the methane filling our atmosphere. Now let's add coronavirus and everything else that we face. From the UK Daily Mail, Sydney is battered by 2 months of rain in 2 days and cyclonic wind forcing mass evacuations and 10,000 calls for help as the city wakes to mansions on the edge of being washed away, yachts sunk, 150,000 homes without power, and schools closed. From frying to flooding and massive cool downs occurring in Australia now, and the moisture is needed to carry out the cool downs. For chemical ice nucleation, massive amounts of moisture are needed. So thus you have the foaming events happening on the shores of Australia, as I outlined earlier. You have massive weather whiplash temperature swings. You have hillsides that were scorched now being washed into waterways, killing fish, washing out of the ocean. This is absolutely all-out weather warfare against populations around the globe. Can't call it anything else. Whatever the objectives and agendas of the climate engineers and whatever our military brothers and sisters are being told and whatever the military personnel are being told and other militaries that are participating in this insanity, you are participating in your own demise. Please, don't blindly follow orders. Investigate what you're participating in. And although you're being told that you're participating in some planetary saving endeavor that could not be further from the truth, climate engineering, aka weather warfare, aka biological warfare, is the single greatest and most immediate threat we face, short of nuclear cataclysm. And that ties into the pathogen infections as well, because the climate engineering operations, as I stated, this broadcast and many others, can and likely are being used as platforms to further spread pathogens, biological warfare. Again, I have to state on the record, because so many don't seem to hear it unless it's repeated, that is not my opinion. It is not my opinion that there are government scientists whose job it was and certainly is to design and engineer methods of spraying pathogens into clouds to infect the populations below. This is the statement on film and on the record by former government scientist, now world's second most recognized geoengineer, Ken Caldera. You can hear this statement at geoengineeringwatch.org. I've played it on the air multiple times. His statement that his job for the U.S. government, one of his jobs, was to engineer methods of spraying pathogens into clouds to infect the populations below. And again, aside from the toxic elements that are in the air, that are in every breath we take, which lab tests around the globe prove, geoengineeringwatch.org has taken dozens and dozens and dozens of lab tests from all around the country. We've taken lab tests in atmospheric testing platforms, including a NOAA flying lab that will be disclosed when the dimming documentary is finished. It's been an extraordinarily difficult project to complete. Many hurdles, many challenges coming from many directions. We hope to have a trailer out for that very, very soon. That trailer by itself will be an extraordinarily powerful and valuable tool for sounding the alarm because of our lab testing of samples taken at altitude behind heavy aircraft that are dispersing into our skies and the conclusive results we have achieved. Again, thank you for your patience, because we are working as hard as we can at geoengineeringwatch.org. There are very few of us. We have very limited resources, and there is only so much time in a day. But we are moving forward as fast as we possibly can. Final headline of deception from the University of Arizona. One-third of plant and animal species, quote, could be gone in 50 years. Study says, and this is exactly the kind of deception that is so inexcusable, so completely criminal from so-called academia. No, not in 50 years. That's a blatant lie. First, statistics already prove that in the last 40 years, over 60% of Earth's wildlife populations have already died. Statistics prove 80 to 90% of Earth's insect species are already gone. Current statistical calculations make clear that at the current rate of animal die-off, 0 hour for no wildlife left on planet Earth is 2026. And this calculation was done before the Australian apocalypse of 1.5 billion dead animals. And now let's add the engineered coronavirus pandemic with climate engineering, weather, and biological warfare operations raging over our heads day in and day out, further fueling abrupt climate and biosphere collapse. The horizon is dim indeed. So what can we do? What must we do? First, always remember, life is and always has been a seasonal occupation. The season is not so long at best. With this in mind, ask yourself this question. What would you want to be found spending your time on when the season of life comes to its conclusion? Would you want to be found completely caught up in personal pursuits of pleasure until the brutal bitter end? Or would you want to be found fully engaged in this epic battle to salvage what is yet left of Earth's life support systems? Would you want to be found steadfastly manning your post, unyieldingly sounding the alarm and helping to wake the masses? Would you want to be found in the front line of the all-important battle to turn the tide? Each of us must answer this question for ourselves. And for those that are willing to stand against the fading of the light, for those that are willing to fight till their last breath to salvage some semblance of a future for the children, indeed for the entire web of life, go to the activist suggestions link on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. Examine the entire post and all of the additional links contained in that post and make your voice heard. It's now or never. Share credible data from a credible source. Make every day count. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with geoengineeringwatch.org.